V'sham Miklayim, Daf Ayin Gimel, we're on the Mishnah of Ayin Beis, Amid Beis. It's continuing with discussion of Kalayim, the animals that Gabe pulling or leading a wagon or leading horses. So the Mishnah says, In Koshen es asus lo bet stud sidde akaron v'lo akar akaron. Person not allowed to tie a horse to the size of a wagon or behind a wagon. That would be considered is a Kalayim. And the loy es ha lutikus v'gemala. Now, first, what's the first halakha in the Mishnah? Now, this halakha in the Mishnah, the Mefarshim explain, is that what we had yesterday's Mishnah, and I'm an Ayin Beis, was tying together where horses are going to lead the wagon. They are tied together two different minim that you can't do. However, here we're not talking about tying together horses to lead a wagon. We're talking about you have animals, bakar, cattle, the mules or stambakar that are leading a wagon, and you tie a horse to the back of it or to the side of it. And the cheshbon, the reason why you're doing that, Marfulda explains, you're doing it because you want to teach the horse how to pull a wagon. And so you do it by tying a horse onto the wagon, and it learns to follow along. Then it would learn how to lead the wagon itself. So therefore, you're doing it, even though right now it's not doing anything, it's in the back or on the side of the wagon and not adding anything to the pushing or leading of the wagon. You're doing it just to train. Yet the halacha is, Mishnah says, that's still considered as if it's a kalayim, and you're not allowed to do that as well, even if as if it would be leading the thing itself. And the Gemara doesn't explain why this particular thing, why should this be an Isser, if it's not actually doing anything, leading it, it's not actually using the animal for any reason, why would it be considered? Also, we'll see in the Gemara. The Mishnah's second case is, lo es ha, as ha lived the kosel gemalam. You can't tie together livdikus in a camel. Now, what's a kiddush? Livdikus is a type of animal which looks like a camel, looks like a gamal, but it's really just a very large chamor, not in the family of the camels, and therefore they would be considered a sukalayim. Says Gemara explains what it is. It's a din chamor that comes mit luv from Mitzrayim. It comes from a place luv, shalud, says the Marfulda, and it's a very large, much larger than other donkeys, but it looks like a camel, but it's not in the camel family. Halacha, you don't have to go ahead and tie that together with a camel. And the Mishnah continues. Back to the halachas of a mule, which is an issur sukalayim, as we said in the Mishnah before. All mules that have come from a female horse, even though the father is a donkey, they're mutter to be with each other, which means that even though they're both of them are a mixed or both of them are hybrid, both of them come from a horse and a chamar, but if they come from the same format of a mother as a sus and the father's a chamar, they're still allowed to be together. You're allowed to mix them together, not only eat them together, but even to mate them together, you're allowed to do. Chenolodim min ha-chamar, something born from a female donkey, even though shaviyam sus, even though their father's a horse, halacha is still these two, they're born from where the mother is a similar chamar. The halacha is you're allowed to go ahead and mate them and put them one together with each other, lead them, and as well as mate them as well. And the question is, what's the reason why this would be mutter? All the Rishonim asked, the Rishonim Achronim bring down here, the Rishonim and the early Achronim will discuss. We know normally we say that a chetzi shivcha and a chetzi ben chorin can't marry an eved that's a chetzi chetzi, because we say that the ben chorin part will be dabek b'chamor in the part that's an eved, and vice versa. But here we look at it that way. We say it's a mixture. It's not half and half. But that is what it is. It's one min. It's a full min. And this min is allowed to go ahead and mate with its similar min, but only if it's the same structure of the mother or the father. Because we go by animals, we don't go by the father. We go by the mother. The ichus is after the mother. And if the mothers are the same min, the same breed, either a sus or a chamar, it's permitted to mate them together. But if they're born from a female horse, imeled mechamar, born from a female donkey, then they can't mix them together, because then it would be an Isur Kalayim. They're considered two different. We're not Cheshir L'Zera of, but we consider it that would be a mixture together. Again, the Mara is going to explain the difference between the first case and the second case, but that would be considered Usur. Pei Moshe explains more by Arichas that it's coming from different, where the mothers are different animals, then we consider it, the mother's a Sus and the mother's a Chamor, then even though they're both mules, and both are hybrids, but that would be Usur to Manigim Zebazet, because we go Usur, the Zera of the mother, not of the father, and therefore they would be considered Nisur Kalai. That's the halakha of the Mishnah. The Gemara explained. The kosher says, "Let's go see the kol and you can't do them together." Freak the Gemara. I'm talking about the Nebraisa. Look, the Nebraisa. Meir put. Meir says, "This is your part of Malkus. That this, you go ahead and you do this, and you drive a wagon with two donkeys in the front, and then you have a horse tied in the side or in the back." Meir says, "You put from Kalayim here because you're not really working with them, and therefore it's not considered an Isser." But the Pnei Moshe explains. He says, the reason why it's mutter, the reason why it's chayil vein kosher in my book, b'yakad, since you're not tying it together with the actual animals like the Mishnah before to pull the wagon, therefore the halacha would be, your mayor says, your potter. It would be, so the bride says, our Mishnah only says it seems everyone agrees it's usher. But the Brisa brings down the Ramea potters, because it's not called on manig, and therefore that Rabbanim would hold it's an Isra Malkus, Bitaka would be considered us, even though it's not doing anything. But Rameyu says you potter for Malkus because it's not doing anything, it's potter. The question is whether Rameyu would hold that it's Usur, is it still Rameyu, it's even Usur at all, or is it still the Raisa, but there's no Malkus, or it's not even a Dinder Rabbanon. So we have a machlokes here in Nachrayim, whether the Rabbanan is Usur or not. The pashtus is the Ramey is saying the Rabbanan would Usur this as well, just that it's not, but just that he's no Isur and because he's not doing anything. But it's that mashmi even the Rabbanan is not. And some want to say that the Rabbanan would say no, that it is a Rabbanan. It's a din marasayin. It looks like you're still mixing together, though people don't realize that the horse is not doing anything, and therefore the Rabbanan, even Ramey, would Usur the Rabbanan. But Malkus Ramey says you're potter. Now, Imo Yom Messiah, the Brisa continues. If the horse is a Maisabi Messiah, is helping, they'd be the Mazbe Mida, whether it's going up or down a hill or not, or down a hill, Komod Mazos, it would be Imo May, would be its Usur. In other words, that it's doing something. With a horse that's tied to the side, is doing something. It's stopping the things from running down a mountain, it holds it back, or it helps it pull up. Then everyone would agree that it's Imo May, would agree that it's considered Usur, because it's as if you're being Moshach. And there would be, everyone agree, the Brisa says, a Meir would agree there's no machlokes, everyone agree that would be Usur. Now the Gemara continues. Amar Rav Yochanan, Neisha Zer, At Tuso Shal Zer, says that when you go ahead, it's because when they exist, they have the laziness. So this one is, each one is relying on the other. In other words, that even though you have an ox and the horse is on the side, so what's it doing? The ox is the strong one. The ox is pulling it. So we say, since no, since it gets lazy, it sees that there's a horse, so it'll rely on the horse to do it. And the horse will rely on the ox. So therefore, each one in itself is doing something. And Mela, it would be considered us. It says the Pei Moshe to explain. This one sees that it was going more, it'll also start going more. It goes, and therefore each one itself is doing something more to each other that's causing its constant movement, therefore it's be considered Usur. Therefore both of them are doing something, therefore it'll be considered Usur. Rav, I'm a different reason, different Rav Yechanan. They should know since the hell spent time, because they're carrying the rope between them. In other words, that says the Mafulda, Hachevel Sheng Shur Banosa Mein Shneim, Messiah Kosh Losa Shal Bakar, and it's helping along. And it was not that it's helping the wagon. In Echnami, the wagon, it sees the donkey is the one that's pulling, the ox, the strong one is pulling it, the horse is not doing anything. But with the rope that's carried, that's tying to the wagon, that both of them are tied to, they're each carrying the weight of the rope. And Mela, therefore, that's considered doing something. It's considered as if you're doing something, you're working together, and therefore the would be considered also. So in other words, that would be that law. So in other words, not to forget about the wagon, not that you're helping the wagon. The wagon, you're not doing anything with the wagon. But since you're both contributing to the carrying of the rope, that's considered Messiah, and therefore it's Usur. And Meir Lekaira, who says that it's not considered anything when the horse on the side eye is attached, the rope is carrying the rope. The rope is obviously not considered anything, contra Meir, to be considered any Usur. The Gemara continues. Based upon Rav's halacha, what if you tie together by the hair? What about halacha with the animal? You tie together not by the rope, but a donkey and a horse tied together by the hair. So is this for doing something that they're carrying the hair of each other would be considered already something? Or do we say, no, it's just not a rope. It's not considered any doing any work. Says the Imra, I'll fully to explain. Who's this asking the kasha? The Gemara Keshem Makshayrin. Rav Gemara says according to Rav, that really you're not, even though the horse is not doing anything to the wagon like Rav Yochanan, but still also because you're carrying the rope, so you're carrying the rope. But here that they're tied with their hair, maybe each one's carrying their own hair. Is that considered something, Messiah? Or do we consider no? That's considered, even though there's no rope, it's considered like it's a rope. But do we say no? That therefore would be considered mutter. When I was asking, what's halacha in such a case? So the Ma'afuta learns, asking directly on Rav, the Pneumosha is Mashmid, we're saying Stamakasha, not Dafka and Rav, but anybody. What's halacha in such a case over there would be considered carrying a knot? That's the Gemara Shaila. Ma'afuta says it's a Kasha on Rav. What's the case we're talking about there? If you tie the animal by its hair to the hair of another animal, that of course is mutter, because that's not elsa, because lamaisa, you tie the tail of another animal, it's not considered tied together. That would not be considered tying together. So the tied together, what would be the halacha in such a case? We say, is that mutter? Is it not considered mutter? What's the halacha in such a case? You tie together the animal, do we consider it us? It's like a biyasa to go ahead and mount an animal in the back of another animal. That would be yasa. So 12 year olds should be the same halacha should apply as well. You can't plow them together. Can't put them together, be a plow. So if we can't carry them together, so the courage be no different between whether an animal you're mounting in one animal, another animal, or going ahead and tying together the hair of an animal. It should be the same malacha. So the Gemara says, the Almighty is a difference. In Mikasha by Kelber Shire, if you tie the rope to the hair of the animal, then the halacha should apply. Noemar will tend to say, malacha should be considered osin. Neshe nosin, it's a kelish ben time. You can't the rope between them. So in other words, the idea would Rob, if you say to the rope itself, so what's the difference if you mount the animal one on the other, or you add the animal hair of two animal tying the hair together, would be considered usher. Should be no different than putting the animal one on top of the other. Elamai is saying that you have a rope that attaches the two hairs of the two animals, and that's what's connecting it. So the Gemara says, no, that's a different. When you're collecting the ropes, and then it's just like Rav said, you're carrying the rope, so the rope is what's considered usher. So who? The hairs are carrying the rope, so which no daf gemina, same halakha should apply. According to Rav, should be no daf gemina by name, should be the same halakha should apply, that it should be considered as if you're carrying both. That would be considered aser. So the Chayr, the Gemara says, we don't have to. So the Svar, therefore, when it's coming out, la loka, that there is no din. And the Gemara Fulda explains, the Gemara taught to see there's a nafkamina, by nafkabinayan. What's the kasha? Is there a difference? Even those kasha was what's the halacha by here? We thought there's a nafkamina between the case. So what's the nafkamina? The Gemara comes out, there's no nafkamina, because whatever case you want to say it. Either way, we have an answer. If it's not tying the hair together, but we're tying the hair, we're tying it to a rope, then the same halacha applies to the rope as usher. If we're tying together the hairs to each other, that's the difference that you're mounting one animal on top of the other animal. So there's no practical shaila, no practical nafkamina to that case, and if it would be considered usher. Gemara says, now the Gemara goes, Rav Yochanan said a different shaila. It's by Rav Yochanan argue a case. There is a case that they argue about. The reason why, because they're carrying it, the laziness, each one's going to rely on the other one. The ox is going to rely on the sus, she's going to rely on the other. Their laziness is going to rely on the other one doing work. If it's considered they're doing it together. And Rav said, you're carrying the rope. That my nafkamina b'nayin. What's the nafkamina between the two of them? Is there a nafkamina la'alaka between Rav's reason and Yochanan's reason? Is there a case? The Gemara says, if the Gemara brings down a machlokes, the Gemara goes to the extent to bring down a machlokes between or the tom, between the rope, or between that sluso, or both of them. So then what is, there must be that there's an nafkamina halacha between the two of them. So what is the halacha nafkamina between the two of them to tell you that based upon their reasoning would make a difference in a certain case? So the Gemara says, what is that case? So the Gemara says, There's no difference, but really, kshor b'sharo, nafkini, where a person tied together the horse over here to a wagon, both cases you'd be potter. Why are you potter in such a case? Because then, and you do that in such a case, when you're tying it together, it would be bane according to Rav Yochanan and according to Rab. In such a case, there would not be an Isra Kalayim, because you're not tying them together. You're not tying them to a rope to attach to the wagon. You're tying each one here directly to the wagon. So therefore, in such a case, the animals are not really going to do anything, because it's very painful to the animal to have their to let the wagon pull through their hair. It's causing them a lot of tzar. So it's causing them a lot of tzar. Pain, they're not going to do anything. So therefore, not mizdari. They're not going to push them. Not going to do anything. So therefore, one is not helping. They're not doing hamshaka. There's no. So according to Rav, you're pushing the rope together. There's no rope because the hair is directly. Therefore, it's no. There would be potter. And Ben, according to Rav Yochanan, since it's tied together the rope, there's no helping each other because no one's lazy because no one's going to do anything because it's causing them pain. So Mamela, therefore, Bain according to Rav, Bain according to Rav Yochanan's Tamim, in such a case, both cases are lucky would be mutter, and there'd be no Isser in such a case. And there'd be no Isser, both of them would be in the case, there'd be no Isser. But in practical terms, when they're tied together with a rope, there would be no nafkimin la'alaka, Bain according to Rav, Bain according to Rav Yochanan, of the case would be Isser. So there's no practical nafkimina, and according to what Ibn Rafoda learns, the Gemara in this case. The Rav Shmishalu seems to have a different understanding of the Gemara, and says that the Gemara said there would be a nafkamina in such a case, that the halacha, since it's not the normal way to do so, it's like a kalakha yad, he says. And Mela, if it's tied with their heels tied together, but both would agree that it's not Isser Kalayim, because it's kalakha yad, it's tying it together in a way that's not the normal way. L'mashav, you're doing backwards. You're tying the animal maybe backwards to a wagon, put the goat step backwards. That's not the normal way to do that. It would not be an Isser Kalayim there. Same thing over here, tying it after here would be putta because it's not a derech. Says the Mishnah, but look at this, you know, tying this Levidatkis is not to a camel, is considered Kalayim, which is a different min. So Gemara's Tanya Tanya with Kos. Tanya learns that the Mishnah is not reading Levidatkis, but rather Nivrakos. What's the difference? My name and Nivrakos. One is a Levidatkis, means it comes from Libya, it comes from Lev. Shalom Libya, Shem Lubim, Kushim, etc. Because it comes from Libyans and Kushim, they go ahead and they used to go ahead and they, the way they used to go ahead, then they would go into, they would attack them, Pasukim and Tanavi, they would bring with their heavy, large animals, they would go and trample on the animals. They would go ahead and trample upon the enemies. So with Libos Mitzrayim, because of, when they attack Luvlam on Mitzrayim Nema, they would go trample upon the animals on the Mitzrayim, they would go to war, they would be a tramp. That's the Lashon of Livdikas. And when it's a Nivikas, Avahatom, and talking the animal is known as an Avadom. What is an Avadom? Hammer Salik, it's a very tall donkey. The tall donkey that is very tall and large like a camel. And that's what it's referred to, and that's the way they used to go. They used to go ahead and ride on these type of animals, it was unique to that area, and that's what they would go to attack their enemies. Hamar gadol va'olak gamol. It would be very tall and tall, and it would intimidate the enemy because they would see the riders riding so tall on a fast like on a kamar, and riding tall like as high as they would be on a donkey. And that's what's called an avanos, as an unusual type of name, but that was what they used to have. Used to call themselves, and that's what there's a difference. The difference of what the Lashon means, Luvdidikin, well, Lashon Aleph, for Lashon Aleph, it means basically the same idea, an unusual animal. It's a family of a donkey, not the family of a gamal, of a camel. That's why it's considered you can't mix them together with a camel. The Gemara explains. The halakha, this Lashon that we find, that the halakha would be you can't go ahead and mix them together. So the Gemara says that it comes from this place. We don't know sure by Yeshua Shaila. Ger Maboyan Miluv. Ger that come from Libya. Malabdin Lashot. Do we have to wait for them 3 generations to allow them to marry in? Now we know there's certain nations that we know, Lamashal, in Mitzrayim, you have to wait 3 generations then to be allowed to come in. But Libya was a different nation that was near Egypt. The question is, does the same halacha apply to them as well? Since we the psukim tie them together, is the same halacha apply? It says the Marful, the Gerim Aboyim Misham, Kodim Shiva Bakal Mitzri. It's just like you can't come in a Mitzri and you can't come in for three generations. This same thing, are they like Mitzrayim, because they were right next to Mitzrayim, do they have the same din that you can't come to a Klai Yisrael, to Negei, to Hilkos Yichus, to be married to Klai Yisrael, do you have to wait three generations? So Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yoina Mitzray, Rav Yoina Mitzray answers, I don't know, Kama Nehud Pula Mitzray, it comes from that we see Negei to an Egyptian bean, Kad Rotiv, when it's fresh, Inon Tzofkan Lube, it's called a Libyan bean, Kad Ogona, when it's dry, Inon Tzofkan Pul Mitzray, we call it a Pul Mitzray. So the same thing applies, Ger, you have to wait the same halakha by three generations. You have to wait. Just like why? Because we really Libya is the same. In other words, they really, even though it's called Libya, which was north of Mitzrayim, it's really the same thing. It's really the same place. As you see, that the same beans are called the same beans that we call them. When they're dry, they're called a Libyan bean. When it's dry, it's called a bull mitzri, the Egyptian bean. When it's moist, when it's fresh, it's called a Libyan bean. So it's really but it's the same thing. So you see that really it's the same then. So if when Torah says you have to wait three generations, it means you have to wait three generations as well from an Egyptian bean as well. You have to wait. It's the same halacha. We don't make a difference between the two. So Gemara says, we pass like a different Talmud. We pass like the Talmud, who was a Talmud. Shechazer of Yoshiu pasuk of Yoav met Tamido. Yoshiu was the Rebbe. Paskin was changed his opinion and Paskin like his Talmud was cholik on him, and Paskin that the halacha is like his Talmud that you have to wait three generations like you have the Mitzrayim, just like the same thing you have to go before. Even though we said halacha the other cases, we said you don't have to wait, you can do that after one generation. But even in Paskin that they're allowed to marry, you have to wait for three generations to be masked to Paskin, like Rav Yonah Talmido, that you'd have to wait when you have the Shaila that you have to wait before. Now the Ma'aser says that we find that this halakha is throughout Shas, we find this thing in many different situations where we say we allow them to marry right away because the generations were mixed up, it wasn't really Mitzrayim, so we allow them to wait, but some say you have to wait right away. And he also says same thing applies over here, we allow them to go mixed together because it's the same halakha applies of mixing them together. Now what is the case where we talk about mixing together, we allow them? The Gemara explains when we allow these things mixed together, the Gemara explains, we all mules are the same, and therefore we don't make an afkamina, and they're all considered mutter together. We just made a mechilik in the Mishnah, whether we're kashin lazera of a kashin lazera haim, and we said as long as the mothers are the same, it's not, it's mutter. If the fathers are the same, it's us, so you can't mix together the two. But we're coming out and saying, halakha, we paskin that the mules are all mixed together, divrika chamim, we argue in this halakha, and all the mules are the same, and we're kashin lazera of, and therefore we say they're all mutter to come zeh b'zeh, and we don't make any difference between it. That's the halakha that we're paskins, is why we pass in halakha. The Gemara fully explains, which means that both the Chachamim and Rav Yehuda disagree with Rav Yosef ben Akavya, who says that you can't go ahead and even you're not a ride on a mule. That was his sheet that we more tried to shlug him up from Brisos, and we yashiv by the children of David HaMelech. We answered all those Brisos, but Lamaisa, and we said so. We bliped halakha that it would be us to ride a mule, but now we're coming out that it's considered mutter. Says the Gemara. That the Gemara says. How's that look? Mara says, how do you tell a simon between one mule and another mule? When the mule's ears are small, then you know its mother was a horse, and its father's donkey. Ears are large, and the other way around, that's the way to tell. Its mother's a chamor and others a sus. You look from the external characteristics of these animals, of these mules, would telling us the difference whether its mother is what its mother was and what its father was, and if it's small ears, they can be together. If they're big ears, they're different, then you can't mix them together. That would be considered an issue to be a different thing that you can't do. So merely it's the physical simanim of the ears would make an afkamina of whether you're allowed to mix them together or not. To be considered a mule, that would be considered mutter to mix them together or not. Says the Gemara, Rabban instructed those who take care of the house of Yudan Asiya, in Bisa Mizvun Mulan, if you want to buy mules for the carriage of the Nasi, of the Beis HaNasi, Moses to heaven, Zivin Lois and the Kohen. Go make sure you buy ones that have ears are small. She Moses Ruka, because then his mother's, we know for sure his mother's a horse and his other's a chamar. And therefore, they should buy those things. These are the ones you should go ahead and buy. Then it'll be no Yisur Kalayim. You buy the donkeys that have this physical characteristics that we just explained. And mainly, therefore, we know that you're buying all the one men, the one mule that are the same, and that you're not mixing together, and the and there not be any problem of any type of katanim by from this one that they're considered permitted. There would not be a mixture together. These are the ones that you can go ahead and mix together, and that would be able to be as one and the way to do so, the way to buy it. So the Gemara says that we say the same thing applies. Luba mina ish. Gemara says that the loiben, the semen, the white semen from a male. From it comes the child's brains and its bones and its gedim and its sinews, and the red, the blood that red substance, the blood that comes from that helps form a person comes from the woman. From that comes the skin and the bus of Adam. Comes from Hashem, who and all of them are three are partners in this. We see that the Mar brings us in because we're talking about what's similar that the brother comes from the mother, and the Mar is bringing out all these different simanim that these come from the parts that contribute, what the father contributes from the father's zera contributes to these parts of it, the light color, and the mother's dark parts of the mother contribute to the parts of the mother's thing. And therefore, what's the idea? Why is Mar bringing this in? This supports what the halacha of Yonah said, that the mule's ears are small, because we go by the mother's must be a horse, because we go by the mother, not like the father, which contributes to the parts of the body. And therefore, Mar is telling you that same thing applies over here. The simon that we know that the small ears are the large ears, to define the animal of what the animal is to a mother and a father is good for the same halacha and apply to define what a human being is, what comes from the mother, what comes from the father. This is the Gemara's brings like almost like a proof or the defining of how to make three the mother and a father and the Akash Baruch Hu, or Shutfis Ba'adam, each one contributes a different aspect to the body, to makeup of a human being. So Gemara says, all mules are the same. That's regarding a susben susben chamor, a horse that it comes from the offspring of a horse that itself is the offspring of a donkey. Chamor ben chamor ben sus, a third generation connection as well. Even though chamor we allow there are two different types of mules, we say that we'll go ahead only if we go ahead that they're progenitors, that the way they come from are the same. So if you want to make such a nafkamina, that's what we see the same. So you see, this applies. The offspring of goats and offspring of sheep, you're not going to be together each other. You can't mix them together. But we're going to say same halacha. Of course, the same halacha applies. If these things are kalayim, why should be a chiddush? Of course, they're different. Hez b'nez ben rachel. Mars is a mixed together goat that is the offspring of a goat that it comes from the offspring of a sheep. And rachel ben gazel comes together with one that's a third generation from a goat is also would be considered okay. So to over here, we said halacha applies. All chamim say, all mixed, all mules, all things that come from different species that come originally from one species is considered to mix together. So too, even though right now the previous generation is different, there's a mixture, it's a hybrid, since they all come from normally, for they all, the generation before all come from one type of thing, maybe from a goat or from a sheep or from a horse or from a chamar, they all come from there, the halacha would be say the same. So even though the generation before is a mixture, a chamim allow and say we allow it mixed together if the generation before comes from one type of min, we would allow this the mix together, the mix, the hybrid, the mule, the mixed together generation to come together, because we go back to the generation before, and that is the shita of the chachamim.